It's time for Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quick Calls. I am Andre C. Standing here with me is
to my right.
The premier couple of PWA, Ryan and Amanda.
Good.
How you guys doing?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
how
good.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good, yeah.
That's good. Brian will be joining us quite shortly. And we are here at PWA Fright Night. We are at Fright Night. Brian is here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
That's good. So, again, Fright Night and hell of a show, right?
Very good show.
Amazing.
Super good show, yeah. Very good show.
Yeah, I think top to bottom, it was just... It started off exciting and then just shot right up for me tonight.
Kept going, yeah. It was a very good show.
Yeah. So we're going to start with our first match of the evening. And we started with a title match. And it was a body slam challenge for the PWA Mayhem Championship between challenger Bryce the Slammer Silva and champion Booby Sharp. Sorry, Bobby Sharp. So this match, I thought, great opener. And body slam challenge, which is not something we usually get here, kind of an old school feel, right?
Yeah, very much. I liked it a lot. And Bobby started out by jumping Slammer from behind. He came out of the crowd in full costume.
Right beside me.
Right beside you.
Right in between me and Brian, because we were separated by the aisle.
And got a leg up, but he could not slam the Slammer.
Yeah, so overall the match, both men trying to go for slams. Bobby, I don't know, like... Bobby was at one point trying to get the ref to count him out or something. I don't know. Which, there's no DQs. There's none of that in a body slam. I guess you can get DQ'd in a body slam challenge, but there's no count outs, no none of that. The body, first man to body slam, right? I didn't think there was any other way to...
No validity to his claim there.
But in the end, Slammer gets a big... body slam, living up to his name as the Slammer, and becomes the new PWA Mayhem Champion. Start of the match, your thoughts on the match?
I thought it was really good. This was kind of the first time that, I don't know, we've seen these two men actually fight. Last time we saw them, it was a body
pose down
competition. It wasn't a match of any sort. So I very much enjoyed it, and I did also appreciate Bobby coming through the crowd and kind of surprising Slammer.
He's smarter than everyone, he says. Bobby's smarter than everyone. No, it was a very good opener. I think everyone, it set the tone for the whole night. There was a lot of energy, and you're not going to out-slam the Slammer. But I'm very interested to see if all his stipulations for the Mayhem title are going to be body slam challenges. Right? It's going to be a gas mask match.
Yeah.
Skull on a stick match.
Brian?
Overall, I thought it was a great match. Great way to start the show, especially having Bobby come right between me and you and then attacking Slammer. But in the end, Slammer was just too powerful. Bobby couldn't slam him. Slammer body slammed Bobby, and he won the title. Got a new champ. Great way to start the show.
Yeah. Like, you got to also think, like, Slammer is a much bigger man than Bobby, but Bobby is not a weak man. He's a very, very strong man. Power lifter in himself. I had no doubt that he'd be able to slam Slammer. It's just, Slammer is wily and cunning enough. Just, and, like, mine and Brian's history watching these two, I think just lived up to a lot of what we've seen of these two in the past in other places. And like, it's just another great chapter in that feud that we've been watching for years, and you guys are just now getting to see. And I thought, just great night, and we got a new Mayhem Champion, which I thought just so much fun. And Slammer as a Mayhem Champion, because that dude is pure crazy. I think it's gonna be great.
That's true, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so we're gonna move on to our second match of the evening, and it was a tag team match featuring four brand new competitors to the PWA. So you had the team of Vance Adam and Eli Theseus, or Theseus. It's tough to pronounce. It's really versus Dazzling Darren Brandt,
the Dazzler.
The Dazzler, Darren Brandt, and what was the other guy's name, Brian? I can't quite read that.
That is Nick Marvel.
Nick Marvel, or I apologize to butchers these names. These guys are brand new to us, so. But I thought I love seeing brand new tag teams. It's phenomenal to see new guys in the promotion. I love seeing new wrestlers in general come in because it kind of infuses new life into the promotion. And getting to see a full match with brand new guys, you don't know how the crowd's going to react to these guys. And I think
hot crowd.
It came off good, like really strong.
Shout out to Delmer for getting the crowd going the whole time with that match.
Oh, he was, because the team of Vance and Eli were Aussies, so he's chanting the Aussie, Aussie, Aussies, and the crowd's going sucks for it. So I think it really put it, because they came out acting like the bad guys, and yeah, I think it really pushed it. And then we really, like, myself, Amanda, and Ryan, I don't know, but Brian, we really got behind the Dazzler.
Yeah,
the Dazzler. He's got pink and black tights, and the pink is very bright pink and sparkly, kind of a little bit shinier.
Yes, he reminds me of Archie Andrews, the Dazzler, and then his tag team partner looked like Reggie Mantle. So straight out of...
I thought the Dazzler looked really great, and then his partner Nick was more of a creator wrestler.
Yeah.
I thought of him as creator wrestler, because I'm sorry to say he was just...
He's a big, buff dude,
short black hair, just plain blue tights and knee pads and boots. He came off like the initial character when you open up create a character in the WWE games.
Well, he'll figure it out.
But he,
I was going to say, lots of potential.
Yeah, but lots of potential from all these guys. So, yeah, Mandy, your thoughts on the match?
The match itself, I think, was really good to come in brand new to a company and have, you not know the crowd, not know how we react. They did really, really well. They each played their role extremely well, and I thought it was very enjoyable.
It was good. They're all crisp. I thought the heels were very, very good at just getting people riled up. The one guy looked like a real scraggly Colton Kelly with a braid.
And
the other one looked like a mix of Neville
and Eli.
And Cass and Big Cass.
Neville, Big Cass,
Drew Galloway.
Or he kind of looked like, Drew Galloway to me looks Sharks like a mix of. He looks like Drew Galloway's a mix of Neville and Big Cass, and he looked like. Like Drew Galloway, it was odd, but
yeah.
But the
Riverdale crew came out with the win, though.
Hey? Yeah, they did. The new guys got the win. But yeah, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, overall, I thought it was a great match between these four guys. Ryan, for single for the first time, I thought they all put on a great show. They did all good, great moves, and it was great to see like four new guys. Great for the team that won. Hope we get to see these guys again. Be a great competition for the tag team champs.
Definitely, and like I said, yeah, Darren and Nick did get the win, but the Dazzler really impressed me because he came off the rope and did this crazy flip combination.
Yeah.
I was really into that guy right from the flips he did. I thought really impressed by that guy,
and Dazzler was bugging the Dazzler saying, "Come on, impress me, Dazzler. We want to see some good moves, man."
And he dazzled tonight.
He dazzled us. He impressed us really good. I was very surprised. Great to see you tonight.
I thought great showing from. Four brand new guys to this promotion. Yes. We don't know where they come from or what,
They all
impressed us. That's the main thing, and they got the crowd going. That's a tough thing for brand new people, especially when there's no established person in the match.
Yeah, no, it was very.
And
good.
I'm excited to see where they go.
Yeah,
like I legitimately.
I want to see them back. I want to see them do well. Especially the Dazzler and Nick.
And it is really, really hard to get the crowd going when it's all new guys in the match.
Yeah, right?
It's really hard to get people into it, and they did, and it was good.
And like I've always said, it's the second match of the night because you always kick it off with the big one, and sometimes that second match lulls. These four guys, even being brand new,
they kept it going,
and that's a big thing. That's a tough spot to be in.
Yep.
To keep that crowd going. So from there, we go to our third match of the evening. It is a triple threat match between Tiger Ali Safe, Triple D, Dirty Duke Durango, and Michael Allen Richard Clark. And I thought, and this match also was a number one contenders match for a shot at the Mayhem Championship next month at Christmas Slam. I always appreciate seeing Tiger because I've been watching this man for years, but I hate Duke so much. I just don't like Duke.
I love Duke. I'm a big Duke guy.
Yeah, and Duke just for me is so good. Everything that he does is crisp.
He's a pro,
man. It looks great. And I just, he's hilarious. Yeah. And sorry.
Hit the mic.
And I do have, I really, I like Duke a lot. And Michael Allen Richard Clark is a fantastic heel. He came out dressed as an Edmonton bus person. He had a Oilers jersey on
with the tag still on it,
like a pillow under his shirt, so he was a little bit.
No, he had literally had the he had like a fake pregnancy like thing fake that hooked around his neck and like hung down.
Yeah, and he had a Blue Jays hat on. It was funny. And then and then Tiger Ali Safe was there too.
I thought it was really fine, Matt. And then Mark, as I call him now, Michael Allen Richard Clark, did get the win and is going to be facing the new Mayhem Champion Slammer next month. Just overall the match, Brian, this match overall, what do you think?
They should have a pose down, those guys.
I thought actually this match was great between all three. It was back and forth. My favorite part was when Duke and Mark were doing push-ups on Ali, and then they they were going back and forth. That was great to see, and then yeah, I loved the match. It's great to see Mark got the win. Him and Slammer next month. Be a hell of a great match. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a very good match. And Tiger Ali Safe is a very good wrestler, too. Yes. I just can't get behind him because his literal entire gimmick is The Rock. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I want to. I just really want to try, but I can't.
I have other feelings for this man because I've enjoyed him for a lot of years now watching him.
It's a good Rock impersonation, but don't get me wrong, but I can't do it. It's just not original.
For me, the thing about this match was watching Michael Allen Richard Clark. He's, for me, like I'd say about 5-6 months ago, I didn't care about him at all because he just come off the tag team run with his partner Mike McSugar, and I thought the man has evolved so much in this promotion, becoming probably one of the best bad guys we have in this promotion.
Absolutely. Oh yeah,
and his bus people stuff is just classic, and I just think he's just become so good, and I love to hate this man so much. So from here, we go on to our fourth match of the night, and it's our women's match of the night. So we got the German powerhouse Kat Von Hees taking on the debuting Samantha. We didn't catch her last name. Brian.
I couldn't hear it. It was kind of
Lestrasse
or something. Something like
apostrophe es at the beginning.
We apologize again for butchering the names like I did in the tag team match. But again, newer people, it's hard to catch the names every time. But what I love, we got women's wrestling back in PWA.
Absolutely,
that's a plus for sure.
So Kat dominant as pretty much throughout this entire match, picks up the win. Heading into next month, coming up against Brandi Rhodes, which is a huge match for her, but she put Samantha through the ringer tonight. I beat the crap out of her. I
mean, you gotta give Samantha credit because, Kat is a powerhouse, and she took everything that Kat threw at her. Yeah, Kat dominated, didn't take very long, but again, the positive is that we're back with women's wrestling in the PWA. And you got to give kudos to Sam. A lot of other women would not even step foot in that ring with Kat.
And it's good to see new girls too, right? Like it's nice that it's not Kat against Giselle every month. And that was awesome and that was great. But
phenomenal
it's nice.
Matches from both. Great matches. Those two had.
But it's nice to have some new girls there and to be able to kind of bring that along, right? And maybe start to develop the division more and have some more matches. That's great.
For sure. And I just love seeing new people coming into the promotion all the time, and especially for the women because Mike, or the man who runs this whole network, he's a huge proponent of women's wrestling, and I know he's very disappointed missing this because he always likes to see new women come in, and I thought Samantha did phenomenal tonight.
Yeah, she was very good.
Brian?
Oh, I thought this match was great. Kat, like you said, she's more powerful. She pretty much dominated this, but Sam put up a great fight. She got a few good moves on it. She almost had Kat the one time, but just couldn't get the three count. It was great debut for her. But in the end, she came up too short. But I hope we get to see her some more because I was very impressed with the great new lady.
I hope she's here again. I hope she's here more.
Yeah, you always want to see the new people come back. And like I know sometimes it's due to them coming over their training places and they're from other countries and they head back. But we always want to see them return, especially with the women, because people need to build this women's division. Yeah. They need more and more, as many women as possible. Absolutely. That's the main thing. So from here, we go on to what was purely a namesake of this match, Because it was much better than the original House of Horrors match. Trust me.
It was
much
better than the original.
Much better than its namesake, how the one we that abortion we saw at WrestleMania, or wherever the hell we saw that, or post-WrestleMania, wherever it was. But
WWE crap.
But this House of Horrors, it was essentially an anything goes match.
Yeah.
There's no rules, no nothing. It was Sheik Akbar Shabazz taking on the return of the Omen Gabriel Estat, and coming back looking quite dapper in his new gear.
Yes.
Yeah, it looked real good, yep.
Very sophisticated, a little matured, with
gray highlights.
Got a gray streak in there.
Yeah. Someone made a point. Someone brought it up. I think it was you.
I heard somebody yell broken. Gabriel.
Yeah.
What's that fella that was sitting next to me?
Oh, Andreas.
Yeah, I think it was that guy. Yeah. That guy knows his stuff.
It reminded when he said it, I'm like, oh crap, it reminds me of Broken Man Artie.
We were trying to decide if it was to determine that time had elapsed, that he had been in the coffin for so long, and then he was just like, oh, maybe he's broken. And it's like, oh, that's it.
The coffin broke him.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought, great return. The crowd, when he, the casket comes out, the two guys in creepy-ass masks, wheeling the casket out, and then out comes the Omen, looking kick-ass as ever, comes around, and Sheik just, he's not happy, you can tell.
Mortified.
Like, at first, because technically they started the match before the Omen ever came out.
True.
It was, started, and he had him start, because he waited for the music to play, nothing played, and then he got started the count, and then the lights went out, and the Omen came out. So, match got started, they were brawling for a bit, and then John Wilkes Booth, John Lynx, whatever you want to call him, decided to get involved in the match.
Yes.
So, and he gets, ends up getting thrown in the coffin, which, and taken away, which I was so happy. I hope Gabriel goes and buries that coffin in the desert in Arizona, and then comes back, because I never want to see that man again. He annoys me.
He's gonna bury him.
I just find him so annoying. I don't ever want him to come back here. But then I thought, and then this match just broke down. Like, it went all over. They used a giant skull.
Yes.
A couple times. Bangle, giant skull to the head.
Yeah, they were doing, like, drop tolls in the skull, and then eventually, like, Gabriel came off the top with the skull right to
it
the...
It was hard-hitting, like...
Right to the top of his head.
Holy, yeah.
Sheik brought a very new weapon that no one else had seen. It was a piece of tubing that Andre had recognized from...
It's called... It's called Weeping Tile. It's a stupid name, but essentially it's like an irrigation tube.
Yeah.
And
he's smacking
and
him with the tube.
It almost hit us a couple times.
Yeah, all of us were... You just
waving it
so
around.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild with it. We're like, God damn it, man.
But it was intense. That just showed how invested both of these men were in it. They didn't care who was around them, what was around them. And then when those tacks came out at the end, Andre and I can't handle tacks. Like,
there's tacks for tacks reason, and like, I got why tacks came in this match, because this is a grudge. This is a big thing. You need to bring out everything, and you want to hurt your opponent in this situation. And that's why the tacks come out. Like, I'm not for hardcore all the time, but these made sense. It made sense here.
Yeah, I liked it this time. I normally don't like that stuff either. I'm really just more. I more don't like all the unprotected headshots that we sometimes see, which we don't see often anymore.
The skull on skull.
Yeah, but I feel like that was. I don't know.
Yeah,
but the tacks is okay. And then when Sheik went on those tacks, that was vicious.
Well, he hit him with his like.
Lower back and his forearm.
He cut his like finisher where he hooks him around the neck and lifts him up and slams him in the tack. And then that wasn't even a finish.
No.
It kept going from there, and they fought. That's when, and then the skull thing happened, and then
A bucket of blood came out.
And essentially Gabriel doused Sheik with a bucket of blood, and he went and threw the bucket, and it bounced to the outside and splashed a couple girls in the front row on like to the side of us. One of the girls had like shit on her face. It was hilarious. But and then Gabriel hits Falcon Arrow and gets the win. Yeah. 1-2-3 gets his revenge on Sheik finally.
Covered in blood, Sheik. Yeah, no, it was a very good match. Every match tonight was very, very good. It was top to bottom, super, super good card.
Oh, I thought great. Like, this alone, because this is a grudge match, but And I didn't think it was too... I didn't ever thought it went too far because, nope. like, I've made my issues known on hardcore, but this was a good hardcore match. I thought, like, nobody had to bleed for bleeding's sake. Like, yeah, I know there was some blood coming out after the tax, but...
Just the right amount.
Brian, your thoughts?
Overall, I thought this was a great match. These two do not like each other. They hate each other. You can tell. This was a great way to hopefully end this feud. Like I said, there was tax, there was blood. But we forgot the one thing. She pulled out a fireball on Gabriel.
Oh, fireball. There was so much in this match. The fireball doesn't even make my top five. Like you said,
this match was all over. They used chairs, attacks, skulls. I mean, this was one great match to see. And hopefully this feud is over and these two can get on with other things in their careers in the PWA.
Mana?
No, I think everyone kind of said exactly how I was feeling. Great grudge match, nothing for gore's sake. And these guys always put on, these two especially, always put on an amazing match.
They have good matches together, too, especially. Right?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Together, they're good.
Well, you got two guys, like, especially Sheik, who's been around forever in this company, and he's probably one of the best in-ring workers and one of the best in this company. Yeah, for sure. And then Gabriel, on top of it, he's been around forever, worked multiple different styles in this business. The dude can wrestle any style you want, and these two just click every time they're in the ring together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So from here, we went to intermission. They got that big cleanup. I guess there was a cost contest. I was outside talking to people.
Can I just interject here? Costume contest. Denise was robbed. This is bogus. I don't care. Two guys dressed as the Young Bucks. Okay,
they were the Bucks.
No, but Denise was the security guy.
But they were the Bucks.
I don't care. Denise was robbed. That's the worst call Fitzy made tonight in a night of bad officiating.
Yeah. we'll talk about that in the next match, bad officiating. But from there, after they got it all cleaned up, we came back with the return to Edmonton of everybody's favorite dancer, Fabian Ribeiro, comes back to Edmonton. He takes on the debut in Edmonton. It's got to be a debut in Edmonton because I haven't seen him work here in Edmonton anyways.
I haven't seen him in Edmonton. I know he's worked elsewhere.
Yeah. Former referee Carlton, Mr. Red Pants, now known as Mo Jabbar. This match was interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
I thought it very
It was a good,
was very like, entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Very entertaining.
There was
started
some
off with a dance off.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So they start getting in, they're going around, both men are kinda like jiving a little bit. It's almost a jiggling, but you know, jiggling and jiving. But that's what I do. I jiggle when I jive, you know. And then the entire Delmer starts it and we also start chanting dance off. And they're both just like, let's do it. And they hit the music. They dance off. They even get the ref involved.
Kincaid
Hedner gets involved. It was great. And then Carlton.
Mo
Jabbar does the splits, comes up, goes to do another dance move. And then Fabian comes in and snap mares him. I have to do it. I can't let him dance better than me, is what he said.
Yeah.
So I think that's what he said, anyways.
Yeah.
So, but, and then these two had, I thought, a good match up until the first ending.
Yeah, I would say so.
That was a little confusing for everybody, I think.
So, as always, we're seeing a lot of back and forth, and then Fabian gets his rock bottom and does his dancing elbow. And Mo kicks out. And then they go to the corner, and then Mo comes out of the corner, does this crazy roll up with his legs, has Fabian down. And Hemner counts 1, 2, that he stops for like a good couple seconds, and then counts 3.
Yeah, well, it was like Fabian's shoulder kind of came up, and so he stopped counting, and then his shoulder went back down, and then he counted 3, and no one knew what was going on, and he said, ring the bell, and that was it, and he called it.
But it confused a lot of the crowd, because nobody knew what was going on, so everybody gets up, Moe's cheering, gets his first win here in the PWA in Edmonton, at least, and then... So Fabian takes the microphone and he says he wants another match. 5 more minutes. Let's do it again.
That's all I need.
So they do it, and they go. Like Fabian just comes out hard before the bell rings. He's beating on Mo, and then he goes for this. Like he has Mo on the ropes. He's on the outside. He goes for the flip over, and he goes for this power bomb, but Mo rolls through. drop kicks him, and it's another 1-2-3.
Pins him, and that's
but
it.
That, but this, like, there was no there's no dispute on this.
No.
Pin was 1-2-3. It was over. Mo beats Fabian, essentially, to me, twice in one night.
Absolutely, he did. And Fabian looked pretty upset as he walked off. He got up and left. Abruptly. And congratulations to our friend Mo on his first win, who is very good, by the way.
Yeah. Brian.
I thought this match was great all the way through up until, like you said, the ref kind of made a boo-boo. But, I mean, hell, that happens when you're having a great match. Sometimes he make a mistake like this. But, like I said, overall, great match. In the end, Mo picked up a huge win over a veteran and Fabian tonight. It was great to see. And hopefully there's more to come to see Mo, man. This guy's very impressive.
And
I can't wait to see more from him.
See Mo Mo.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought Mo did really well, and he came out with some really cool different moves.
Right? Yeah.
And I don't know, the atmosphere
really
of the
athletic
match. Yeah.
He looks more athletic than he did as an official. I don't know what happened, but he just, his athleticism through the roof when he takes that
ref. He didn't have to work out as hard when he was in the ref gear.
Yeah.
No, and like the vibe of the match up until the first finish was really like... happy, like
fun.
Mutual respect, yeah, and fun. And then it just got so, it seemed like we thought that it was a big mistake, somebody messed up, like, okay, let's restart this. And especially after he got pinned again, Fabian was visibly upset and just like stormed off, didn't shake Mo's hand. And like at the beginning, you thought they were friends.
They were buds, they were dancing.
They danced together.
So but I think all in all, the match was really good and it's very enjoyable.
Yeah, I thought overall, out of the mistake that happened, I thought a great debut for Mo. Fabian looking great as always, but in the end, he just couldn't beat Mo, and I don't think this is over.
No,
absolutely.
I want to see these guys go out again because they put on a great fight, and I'd like to see these guys go again at it again. It'd be really good.
It's a good match.
Me too. So from here, we go to what I think we all were. Like, really hyped for tonight, which was originally a 5-on-4 elimination match for the PWA Championship.
All the marbles.
For the five marbles. PWA Championship, PWA Commonwealth Championship, and the tag team titles. So, originally, this match last month was made up as a 5-on-4 elimination match. It was going to be Sean Moore, I hate Jeff Tyler.
Jeff's the worst.
I know, Brian, you love him.
Hey, I do.
Hawksy Rage.
Hawks and Rage versus the Millennial Rebels.
Boo.
Colton Kelly.
Woo!
Colton Kelly and the Thickness Reed Matthews.
Thickness!
You took what I usually say.
He's like over there, actually.
And the Fury Kenneth Anthony, and also one... ended up in the Western Lions were both supposed to be in their BVD and MRB, but it was announced... the man representing the Western Lions in this match ended up being Michael Richard Blaze.
Terrible bull rope accident.
I thought this was just... The Hoxy Rage and them must have done something. They must have cheated and taken BVD out for this to happen.
There's no way
BVD would have missed this if he couldn't have. But ended up being a 4-on-4 elimination match. And so the challengers all come out. The Rebels come out. MRB comes out, and then everything breaks down, and they start fighting all over the place, and then they get over near the stage, and we're sitting on the opposite side from the stage, where the graveyard is.
Couldn't really see
and
anything.
Everybody, this is reminiscent for me and Brian of Night of Champions, four years ago?
Yes.
It was in Calgary a few years ago. There was a ladder match, and the crowd just stands up, and we can't see what's going on in the other half. So, essentially, we just kind of sit there, and then we see MRB and Sean Moore on the stage. MRB goes to try and powerbomb MRB off the stage, but he can't get him up. Then Sean Moore gets a suplex off the stage, and I think it was on to all the other competitors.
I think so.
Because I didn't hear a loud thud, so I'm pretty sure it was on to the other competitors. And then, eventually, everybody makes their way back.
Yeah.
One thing I did notice, it got back, Richie Rage... His shoulder or pec, but I think he had his arm pretty much tucked in. He did manage to hit a Canadian Destroyer though.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he gets pinned by Colton Kelly, like pretty much like a minute into the match.
Yeah, can we just say first that the Luke Hawk spot off the top turnbuckle?
Okay.
Springboard.
So before this, before the match got started in the ring, Hawks got back first, and everybody came and were on the outside. Hawks runs up, gets them on the top rope, and does this like a twisting shooting star press.
It was like a red arrow. It was like a red arrow, a twisting shooting star press.
Yeah, red arrow off the rope onto the entire crowd. Oh well, we have the man who. Came up a little short tonight in his PWA Championship opportunity. Sean Moore, welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
Good. So, came up a little bit short tonight. How you feeling coming off that?
Well, I felt awful after the match because I thought I won it, and I completely forgot about Kenneth.
Yeah. Slimy.
He slipped under the ring and just hid. Yeah.
But... Justice will take place next month at Christmas time.
So, Chris Rockin announces it's going to be you facing Brandon Van Danielson for the championship. Like, what are you thinking going into this? You got BVD this time.
I'm winning.
You're winning?
It's as simple as that.
All right, then.
You saw what happened tonight.
You pinned NRB. One, two, three.
And it's a ladder match. Connie Blaze, she's handcuffed to the ring post now.
Can't interfere at all.
There you go.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Even odds.
All I've wanted is a one-on-one shot for the title. That's it.
Ladder match is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Next month, Christmas time. New champ.
New champion.
Thank you.
Well, that was Sean Moore, and he's getting a title shot at Christmas Slam against Brandon Van Danielson, and we'll get on to all the rest of the announcements Kurt made at the end of the show after you get through this, but so that red arrow, let's get back to
springboard red arrow off the top to the floor.
It was incredible.
Like, we all just went, yes!
Holy crap.
Like, it was insane. Like, as much as I was cheering for the Lions and Rebels, that move was insanity.
Yeah, that was nuts, yeah.
But... And then they get back in the ring, and as we said, Richie Rage ends up hitting the Canadian Destroyer on MRB.
Yep.
MRB rolls to the outside. Colton Kelly comes in and hits a pile driver on Richie Rage and pins him.
Yep, done. Bango.
So Richie rolls to the outside, but he doesn't quite leave yet. Hawks gets in the ring, is fighting with, it ended up being Reed Matthews. I think it was Reed Matthews. They're fighting, and then Rage came back in the ring.
Back in the ring.
And he,
visibly injured also.
But as we've noticed at post between Hawks and Rage, they've been losing.
About the last 3 months, right?
And they've been visibly upset after each match and been fighting.
There's been a little bit of dissension.
And pushing back and forth. And the pushing back and forth started again.
Yep.
So Rage, it looked like he seemed to have calmed down. He went and turned away, and then he just turned around and booted Hawks right in the testiculars.
Right in the test.
It just... And he goes down, Colton, I can't remember who pinned him, but...
Reed pinned him. With the frog splash.
Yeah, no, Colton Kelly did the senton, sorry. It was Colton Kelly's senton off the top, got the 1-2-3.
And Reed Matthews that pinned him.
Oh, okay. Well,
because he did the frog, Colton did the move, and then...
Oh, okay.
And then Reed did the frog splash.
I missed the frog pin. So, yeah, and Hawks does get eliminated, so... We're at this point only what four maybe two. 5 minutes into this
correct.
Match.
Yep.
It's four, and don't forget, like I'm talking like 5 minutes into the actual bell ringing, there was a good 5 to 10 minutes on the outside brawling, but 5 to 10 minutes in the actual in ring match, and it's 4-on-2,
yeah,
which is pretty huge. And then in comes, as I was saying, Super Jeff,
yeah, Jeff John Cena, Roman Reigns, Tyler.
Yeah, so he comes in, and honestly, like, as much as I dislike this man, he was on fire, and he had a really good showing, and ended up first man eliminated off the other team was Reed Matthews.
Yeah, thickness. Yeah.
The thickness gets eliminated by Jeff Tyler. Yeah.
With a beautiful roll-up.
Yeah.
And then, so we proceed on 3-on-2. The next elimination was Colton Kelly, but... It was due to Colton Kelly went after...
Genius.
The genius Colton Kelly went after Reed Matthews. He was invisibly enraged, but Reed Matthews getting eliminated. And he ran over to the announcer's desk, to the timekeeper desk.
Timekeeper's table.
Didn't steal because it's his belt. Grabbed his PWA Championship, ran in the ring, and smashed Sean Moore first.
Yeah.
Then smashed Jeff Tyler with the title.
Yeah.
And then he did get himself disqualified. And then Jeff Tyler gets eliminated.
Gets pinned. Because it was a trade-off.
Fury, right?
By Fury.
By Fury. Fury came in and just laid down on him, pinned him 1-2-3 because he was out cold.
Colton weakened him with the title. Took one for the team.
Colton is a genius.
Golden Kelly is the mastermind behind
I do have to say one thing about the Rebels.
I think the PWA.
I do have to say one thing about the Rebels. Where was Raymond Vanstone?
Where was Kyoto?
Where was Kyoto?
The time-traveling millennial.
Right?
Time-traveling millennial.
That's right. I forgot about those.
I don't know, but it didn't seem to make a huge difference because, so then it became 2-on-1 and some fighting with MRB and Jeff Tyler were double teaming Sean for a little bit until Sean kind of came back and they got him into the corner and Fury was holding Sean Moore down.
Yep.
MRB was going for the FU 450 splash.
Yep.
He goes and starts spinning. And Moore pulls Fury over top of him, and he crashed down on Fury, and Fury rolls to the outside, right in front of where we were sitting.
And he crawls under the ring.
And then he didn't get eliminated, so it's not, smart, not a weasel.
You
know what?
Those Rebels, you could call the millennials lazy, you could call them soft, but you can't say they're not smart.
They're smart.
Smart. So he goes. So Fury ends up crawling in the ring, and then we get like a few minutes of just pure awesomeness between Sean Moore and MRB just going back and forth, super kick for super kick, brain buster. It's everything you could ask for between these two. Yeah. Everything both, you've seen plus more.
Yeah.
Eventually, Sean Moore gets the advantage, hits a backstabber move. He got and actually pins MRB 1-2-3.
Yep, fair and square.
And the entire crowd forgot about Fury.
Yep.
Except for us. Because you hear the entire crowd go up cheering, and even Fitz forgot about Fury because he went to raise Sean's hand, and he was raising Sean's hand, and Sean was getting up. Who comes up from the other side of the ring? Fury comes in, does the gun symbol, and then hits the cross. What is it? Essentially, the crossroads.
Crossroads. I don't know if he calls it something else.
But it is the crossroads. And gets the 1-2-3 to keep all the championships where they belong with the Western Lions and the Millennial Rebels.
Right. No.
You're outnumbered tonight, Brian.
Well, that title's changing. One of those titles changing hands next month. Guaranteed.
So let's not talk about what happened now. Let's just talk about the match itself and the finish, all the finishes. Let's just go over that first before we get to what we got to enjoy, what we get to hear announcements for after. Let's go with Amanda first.
It was an outstanding match. All of these competitors are amazing on their own. And then to put them all together in a match, it's just, you saw things like when we talked about the spot that Hawks did that you would not otherwise see.
Man is the
level is raised so high that everybody's just pulling out all these things, like everything that they can think of, and we're getting to see this amazing wrestling. So I couldn't say anything better about it.
Yeah, and oftentimes when you get these huge, there's 4-on-4 elimination matches, it just breaks down and becomes a giant show, and it kind of did for a second. And then
when it first got back in the ring, everything was just going nuts until they finally settled into what they needed.
Yeah, but everything else was so tight and nothing was distracted. You always had a focal point to the match. And all these guys are so, so good. And I hate Jeff Tyler, but he's super. I hate him because I hate him, but super good wrestler. He kicks out of everything.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's very, very good. But it was a great match.
Brian, your thoughts on the match? The craziness.
Overall, I thought this match was great. From the beginning when all hell broke loose. For the first 10 minutes or so until they got back in the ring and that, and all eight of these guys put on one hell of a great match. It was back and forth. The moves that they were pulling off tonight were incredible. In the end, the Western Lion team, they did pick up the win. They kept all the belts to my dismay. I was hoping that they would change, but didn't happen. But you never know. Next month is going to be a different story.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just talking about the match. I thought phenomenal overall. There was that one spot where Sean Moore and MRB were on the top, and Sean Moore was going to flip him out for a move, like for that. Right, you know that reverse, Rana, and MRB gets flipped over, and then he goes, keeps going, and lands on his feet.
Yeah,
I just that long, and then just everything else this match showed.
Well, and then he tried. He was going to do the reverse Rana in the other corner, and then MRB hit like a flipping power bomb off the top rope.
Okay, so
and MRB, he almost landed on his head. And
well,
it was
MRB
terrifying.
Got kicked down, and ended up getting crotched on the post.
Yeah.
And then, so Sean was setting up for another move, and then MRB, you know, fights back, gets him up, and we thought it was just going to be a flip over and power bomb.
Yeah.
You know, like a sunset flip power bomb. But he ends up lifting him up as a normal power bomb and going forward, like as like a normal power bomb side and going forward, and we almost thought like he was about to drop him on his head.
Yeah.
Because, like, as they were returning, we didn't think he'd rotate enough, but he just rotated him in the last minute and just smashed him, and we thought it was over there, and...
Great
just,
match.
Just everything in this match, and everybody looked good. And I have to say, my sincere hope for I hope Richie's okay.
I really
hope. I hope it's not something. I hope it's just a stinger or just maybe a slight sprain or something. He's going to be back soon. I hope it's nothing serious. That it's going to take him out for a while.
Another interesting thing about this match, real quick, is that like. Everybody in this match looks better coming out of it than they did going in.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's hard to do
without losses or anything.
It doesn't even matter
because Colton looks at everybody, looks good, and
tee it out.
And just everybody looks good. So from here, let's go to what happened after the match.
Yes.
So after the match, the Rebels and MRB and Connie are all celebrating.
Mike just wanted to celebrate.
And whose music plays that Kurt's rocking?
He's good to us.
I love you, Kurt.
We love you, Kurt.
Just stop messing with my boys.
I think you live close to us.
Just stop messing with my boy MRB, man. Just leave him alone. Let him celebrate his win. That's all I gotta say. But Kurt's rocking comes out. You know, the rest of the crowd is cheering. I just want Andy Anderson back. But so out comes Chris the Rocket, and he actually congratulates the Rebels and MRB on defending their championships because they did it
fair and square.
Relatively
smartly.
Fair and square. The end of the match was fair and square.
Sorry, they're so smart.
They were smart enough. Hey, Colton hit him. He got DQ'd. He left. He didn't. He cheated, but he got kicked out, and he took his punishment. So. Kurt's rocking is saying congratulations and everything, but he decides to announce matches for next month. He says Colton Kelly and Reed Matthews will be defending the tag team championships against opponents of his choosing. He did not announce who they will be defending with, but they will be defending the titles at Christmas Slam. And Kenneth Anthony says the same thing. You'll be defending your title against someone of my choosing. And Sean Moore is still out there on the floor.
Yep.
And he turns to Sean Moore and says, congratulations, you had a hell of a match. Which, as we talked with him, he did great, and he came up just short.
Yep.
Like, if it wasn't for Fury, he'd be the PWA champion.
Yep.
And as you heard from Sean Moore, he's going to be in a PWA championship ladder match.
Oh, my God.
Against Brandon Van Danielson.
Yeah. That's going to be great.
Shit, I'm getting hit.
This is... Yeah, Brian's history with ladders is not good. So...
And Connie will be handcuffed to the ring post, so she cannot interfere.
Yes. And he said... He also made another caveat to that. If MRB interferes...
That's right.
He doesn't get to compete in the match. That Kurt announces... And MRB will be once again taking on the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
For the third time.
The second time they're going up one-on-one. The current ROH champion, the man who wears the Ring of Honor.
Yep, absolutely.
Like we had talked about this. Me and Ryan were huge fans of these two. We had a great time at the first match a year ago, and...
Make cameos, Cam.
I went out there and I somehow milked one body slam for an entire night. Yeah. That's all you guys got, a single slam out of the entire match. You got chair shots, you got some Hurricane Ranas, but yeah, only one slam. Yeah. It may have been my environment, but really, I feel like I owe you guys a lot more slamming. Yeah. Dang it!
Well, as you just heard, we just got a promo from the Macho Slam himself, Bryce the Slammer Soba, with the Macho Slam. And, but yeah, again, as we said, Cody Rhodes versus MRB3.
Yeah, awesome.
2.5 because the first, the second one was a mixed tag, right. But I can't wait. Like, I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I just want to say real quick, too, I just pieced together that he's called the American Nightmare. Because
oh God, really?
like 3 weeks ago, like we were on the couch and I was like, oh shit. Yeah, Dusty Rhodes is like probably my second or third favorite wrestler ever.
The American
and
Dream.
And I love Cody Rhodes, and I you know what? Sometimes I'm not the brightest, but Cody at MRB is tied, I think, for my favorite match I've ever seen live, or the best match I've ever seen live.
Yeah, I think it's slightly below, for me, below MRB and Daniels, but...
For me, it's Marky and AJ still.
For me, it's MRB, Daniels, and MRB, Cody, and then Marky, okay. AJ. But you never got to experience that other match live.
I didn't see MRB Daniels live, so I can't even comment on that. But I love Christopher Daniels, so that's gonna be incredible. I'll flat out say they are two of the best wrestlers in the world.
Oh, guaranteed.
Michael Richard Blaze and the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
And I'm so looking forward to this. And so. That's how we went. We finished the night, got the announcements, and Kurt left. Let the boys keep celebrating. MRB didn't look super happy because now Sean Morgan.
He went after the announcement. He went into a little hissy fit. He got.
Yeah. He just wanted to celebrate.
He just wanted to celebrate. Dude, he just wanted to celebrate, and Kurt ruined it.
That was great.
I still love you, Kurt, man. I still love you, buddy. But it's time for the highlights of the night. We're gonna start with Miss Amanda.
My highlight of the night is the women's match and the prospect of there being a solid women's division in the PWA again. And I think that if we keep bringing in new blood and fresh women, that this is the place where PWA will support these women and get it done. So if you're an independent wrestler and you want a place, and you're a woman and you want a place to wrestle, come to the PWA.
Definitely, want to see more of that. Brian, your highlight of the night, buddy.
My highlight of the night is a House of Force match between Sheik and Gabriel. I thought this match was incredible. Back and forth between these two, and it was a great way to end this feud. Now these guys are done with each other. Now they can get on with other matches and other things in their career.
Ryan, I think we're both going to the same place in this.
Yep.
I'll let you start.
My highlight, I kind of have two. I'm going to say that the card in general, I know that's kind of a cop-out. The whole thing was super. The crowd was super good.
Our superstar of the night is the crowd because throughout all this,
they were all super good. And Delmer, big on the Delmer. My other highlight of the night, Michael Richard Blaze's bleeding star face paint tonight.
So good. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Great to see.
And the main event. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, I have to say the main event because of everything that went on, everything that happened, and. Just so much craziness in there, that red arrow, the springboard red arrow, just every crazy move, almost people being dropped on their head, just so much phenomenal ability in this match. I loved it. And I got to give my surprise of the night, has to be that tag team match.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
That's my surprise. It's going to be the surprise of the night because these guys came out with nothing to give them anything, and they succeeded, I think, tonight. But like that, when you have nothing and you succeed like they did, especially the Dazzler, because that dude, I think, out of all of them, really impressed me with the athletic ability that kid had, and just the he kind of had some really good charisma in there.
Absolutely,
I think that's got to be the surprise night is that tag team match, because all four men just coming out of essentially nowhere to give us a very good match.
Absolutely.
So, this has been Quick Calls from. PWA Fright Night at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. I'm Andre C. I want to thank the greatest couple that I've ever known.
Andre!
Two of my best friends, Ryan and Amanda.
The first couple of PWA. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on this podcast.
You guys are some of our best friends, too.
And thank you for having us.
Brian, thank you for coming
out. Always a pleasure. I can't wait to do this next Saturday.
Woo!
Brian, Twitter, all that crap. What do you got?
Catch me on Twitter at The Wrestling Mind.
Ryan, man, you got any social media you want to promote? No?
No.
You can catch me on Twitter, at that Canada guy, on Instagram, at that Canada dude. We will be back next weekend with MPW Riptribution
10
featuring the Ripper Royal. And me, myself, Brian, and Mike will be covering that show. You can come out, check. Please come out, check that out. And next PWA show, November 25th, Christmas Slam, Cody Rhodes, MRB, Sean Moore, BVD, title, ladder match. Be here. That's going to be insane. You don't want to miss that show. It's going to be so good. Thank you all for joining us. I am Andre C. Have a great night.
This has been Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.